Ending anti-Semitism. A shipping company driver in France canceled orders from kosher restaurants in order not to serve Jews as he defined it. A judge told him he must respect all people in their country and imprisoned him for 4 months. In another case, airline company Emirates decided to suspend a Tunisian pilot after he refused to pilot a flight to Israel. Dr. Lightman, maybe we can finally calm down. Do you also see this as signs of the beginning of the end for anti-Semitism in the world? No, because anti-Semitism is not dependent on hate for Jews and Israel. Rather, it exists because Jews are not performing their desired role in the world. Is it a Jewish issue? It's a Jewish matter. What's the issue then? To connect between us, as it's written, to be as one man and one heart, in a good and nice way towards one another. And then, in every place in the world, the attitude towards Jews will change. Now, these two signs that I mentioned, where the world is starting to treat Jews as equals, doesn't that tell us something optimistic? Is it not the beginning of change? No, the attitude towards us will always remain negative from everyone, even if their role in government is to speak up for Jews. Nonetheless, inside, he has some hate, repulsion, and so on. We're in the 21st century, and there are people that are still afraid of physical contact with Jews. As in the two examples that I gave, one didn't want to deliver to Jews, and one didn't want to pilot for Jews. I understand them very well. They can't accept today's Jews because they feel repulsion from these Jews. Why? Because we're not developing the Jew inside us. What does it mean to develop the Jew inside us? A desire that brings good and nice connection between people. Is there something inside us Jews that causes the person in front of me to be drawn or repulsed from me? Not just the person in front of me. We have inside us such a quality that if we were in friendship with one another, by this we'd obligate the rest of the world to also be in friendship with one another.